have a very compassionate community, Amy. Do you realize that the diapers are not covered in most cases under like
different kinds of funding for young mothers,
families, those families in need? And there is an organization called the Central New York Diaper Bank, which gives a whole new meaning to the word deposits.
Well, that's true.
Joining us in the studio is the founder of the Central New York Diaper Bank, Michaela Hugo. Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Now, it's actually a just starting organization because it's four women that kind of got together and said this was a big issue in Central New York.
Yes. We are just getting started. Diapers are often overlooked as a need for people living in poverty. They take a back seat to food, but diapers are actually a huge problem. We have about 50% of children living in poverty under the age of 5 in Syracuse.
Oh, wow. And diapers are not covered by SNAP or WIC benefits, which I didn't realize.
They are not covered. They are, in fact, even more expensive for people living in poverty because they don't have access to bulk buying options. Mm. We take for granted, you know, being able to go on Amazon.com and order a large box of diapers
for
a great price.
What a warehouse
or a warehouse
something
deal.
Like that.
People don't have access to internet. People don't have access to that kind of a club membership. Mm-hmm. And they are often just buying small packages, which can actually be double the price.
And you were saying there are so many problems when you start off and you don't have money for diapers. Not to mention, sometimes they have to choose between food and diapers. But just it kind of is a domino effect in terms of all the issues that it can cause.
Yes. Like first, diaper rash is the obvious impact. Diaper rash can be very severe and cause a lot of health problems. I mean, diaper rash can get so bad that it bleeds and blisters.
Oh, jeez.
This also leads to stress in families, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Moms who are stressed and depressed, it causes so many problems for the children. Babies who are around stressed and depressed mothers have lower outcomes for later in life when they start school. They're not ready for school. They're
like you say, a domino effect.
It's a huge domino effect.
So you saw a need in the community, and how did we form the diaper bank? What did?
Well, right now we just got together and we talked to various human service agencies around town, and we surveyed them and found out that most of them had families coming and asking for diapers, but they don't have diapers on hand.
Okay.
Diapers are an expense not only for families, but for organizations.
Those helping families, right.
So they often do not have a supply, and they have to turn families away all the time. So Diaper Bank is going to try to fill that gap.
You're having a diaper drive, a Mother's Day, get it? Diaper drive, which started Mother's Day going until the 27th. And I'm going to put the link to their website where you can drop off at different area businesses, because there's a whole bunch of them. But I will put that link right up on our 10 and Amy 93Q Facebook page.
How's it been going so far, Michaela?
It's great. The response has been great. I think people are very unaware of the issue.
Sure.
And once they learn about it, they want to help. I think it's important to point out that we are working on developing relationships with the agencies. We're not going to be distributing diapers directly to families.
Oh, you're going to give them to the agencies to distribute.
The agencies that are already working with families will be the ones distributing. Agencies like Vera House, Rescue Mission Outreach.
Oh, great.
University United Methodist Church Outreach Program, they're going to be receiving diapers from our drive, and they will be the ones distributing diapers.
We started off saying it's a generous community, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And all these are all size diapers. You need everything, right? From newborn right up to...
Especially larger sizes.
Okay.
Those are actually more expensive, and they are more in need.
Okay.
So it's all sizes are welcome. Opened packages with leftovers, those are welcome as well.
Okay.
And if you want to have a diaper drive at your church or in your office or at your school, we would be happy to come and pick up diapers. If you just want to do a smaller drive on your own to benefit the bank, we would really appreciate it.
Well,
perfect.
Tremendous.
Well, again, the website is right up on our Ted and Amy 93Q Facebook page, or will. And keep up the good work.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when you say, if you think you're too small to make a difference, you've obviously never been in bed with a mosquito.
Wow.
See, that's I use that because there's four women that are making it's four women that decided to make a change, and they're forming this organization.
Well, good luck, and hopefully we'll get a lot of diapers donated, Michaela.
I hope so.